Kylie Jenner. Normally, I wouldn't talk about, you know, the Kardashians or the Jenners because that's not my thing. But Alex and Liv, whew, they get excited. But did you see what she put on her Twitter? I think it was last night or the other night.
The thing about the cereal?
Yeah, check this out.
Jordan said, I want some cereal and milk. And I was like, you know what? Tonight's the night. I'm going to try it.
I still prefer dry cereal, but it was pretty fire. And nothing was ever the same.
I don't like to put too much, though. I definitely like cereal with a side of milk.
Really not being dramatic, it still isn't, it's not hitting the spot crazy.
What is something that you have never tried? You still have not done it for the first time. Alex will probably beat anybody, but I'm talking like common things. I'm not talking about, you know, like bowl nuts or something. Like you never had like Rocky Mountain oysters. I'm not talking about that, but anything else that probably most people have had, like maybe a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I've never tried a cookie dipped in milk.
Wow.
What? Okay.
317-239-1009. Alex, have you tried a cookie dipped in milk?
I have, but I don't drink the milk. I just dip it and then I throw the milk away.
Get out of here, lactose.
I have not had so many things. I've never had a salad. I've never had like I've never had ranch dressing ever. So I've never like even dipped carrots or broccoli or anything like that in ranch.
I think you would like vegetables more if you dipped it in ranch. I think a lot of people like it. Ranch is life.
There's so many food items that I haven't had because I'm a picky eater and I refuse to try it.
And that's what I was gonna say. There's a difference between not liking something, but you haven't even tried it. So you say you're a picky eater, but how do you know you don't like something until you try it?
Because that's exactly it. I know that I won't like something. I don't have to try it.
Okay. 317-239-1009. I think she picked an awesome cereal, by the way. Kylie Jenner, when she tried cereal with milk for the first time, she went with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That is, hands down, the best cereal. And she said she tried it with regular milk. So I actually am a big fan now of Kylie Jenner just because of this.
Is that the best milk, like cereal milk drink? Like, you know what I mean? Like, different cereals probably make the milk juice taste different.
I think, like, what is it? Count Chocula? Like, the Coke or, like, Cocoa Pebbles are pretty good. Fruity Pebbles? Yeah, Fruity Pebbles are really good.
You like that milk?
It's like, yeah, it's like a weird, like, red, yellow, blue kind of color. It just tastes absolutely incredible. Let's say good morning to LaShawn in Noblesville. What is something that you've never tried before?
So, it's not me. It's my grandma. She's, like, 60-plus years old, and she has never had oatmeal, and she refuses to eat it.
Ooh, oh, my gosh. Liv, the web girl, loves oatmeal.
Yeah, Liv eats it every single morning.
Throw up, so she won't eat it.
Well, it is gross looking. The texture definitely doesn't look appealing.
Liv, the web
girl. She used to make it for us as kids, but she wouldn't eat it, and she never will.
Could you imagine not eating oatmeal, Liv, the web girl? Because LaShawn, her grandma has never had it. So
my life literally would not be the same. Oatmeal, honestly, is truly like part of who I am.
Liv would sound like your grandma if she had oatmeal, because like every day, it's 9 o'clock, I've got to go upstairs and gotta make my oatmeal.
The only way that I will eat oatmeal is if I put milk in it, and then I only put it in the microwave for 1 minute exactly, and it's like oatmeal soup, and that's how I have it.
You don't like it where it's thicker?
No.
That's
gross.
Throw some butter on there or honey.
Definitely
not. Oh, my gosh. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Rachel, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What is something that you've never had before?
So it's actually my cousin. She's 27 and has never chewed a piece of gum.
Never had gum? Wow. Okay. How is that even possible? Like, I feel like when you're in middle school, that's all kids have is gum in their mouth.
No, it's always freaked her out. So she's never done it. And she gets really freaked out by people chewing it next to her, too.
It was probably the saying about how it takes 7 years for you to digest it that freaked her out.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
No, I freaked out when I accidentally swallowed my gum. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
No, please.
I can see how that would scare people.
And then I got worried, like, if, you know, something happened, where I was like, that maybe a bubble would happen. Like, what if? I mean, it's gum. It works with your mouth. Why couldn't it work somewhere else?
Joe, what about you? What's something that you've never tried?
I think I've tried everything.
Really? There's not one thing that you have.
Name something, and I'll let you know if I've had it.
A Lunchable?
Oh, God. That's all I eat is Lunchables. You kidding me? That was my...
That's what he lived off of.
That was what I was raised on.
Olivia says, I tried a BLT for the very first time this year.
Isn't it an amazing? Did she say she liked it?
She didn't say anything else. I guess we'll never know, Olivia,
BLTs,
if you like it or not.
Are absolute fire. They're the best thing. Hey, let us know on Twitter if there's something that you've never tried before, and maybe you can try it this weekend and let us know what you think.